Gem City Sports Network presents the High School Game of the Week. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miami Brook Centerville Road in Centerville, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price, by McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And now here's the voice of the Gem City Sports Network, Doug Brown. Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to the championship game of the Preble Shawnee Holiday Tournament. It is the Valley View Spartans out of the Southwestern Buckeye League taking on the Preble Shawnee Arrows out of the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. The Arrows Spartans come in with a 2-4 record. They won last night 63-55 over Tri-County North. And they average 50.5 points per game and give up 61. Like I said, they won last night over Tri-County North. Preble Shawnee comes into this game with a record of 8-1. They've won six in a row. They average 8 points per game. That's exactly what they got last night. And they gave up 36.4 points per game. And they won last night over Twin Valley South, 60-17. Valley View had 21 points from Micah Valenti. Austin Stidham had 16, and Jace Brummigan had 13. In the Shawnee South game, Mason Stroud had 23 points, and Blankenship had 10. So these two teams, they met. They were in the Southwestern Buckeye League, but they were in different divisions. But they've met three times, and Valley View leads the series 2-1. And last time they met, Preble Shawnee trounced Valley View here at Shawnee in the tournament last year, 78-50. Next up for Valley View, they will be at home against Milton Union, and Shawnee will go to Bradford. That should be a dandy up at Bradford because both teams are tied for first place. So we're going to take a break, be back with more after this timeout. See about the starters. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week, the championship game of the Preble Shawnee Invitational Tournament. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Hey sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Back here at Shawnee High School in Camden, Ohio, we are getting set for the championship matchup between Valley View and the homestanding Preble Shawnee Arrows. Getting the starters right now as they put them up on the board. Valley View out of the Southwestern Buckeye League, not having that great of a year, but they could turn it around here tonight by beating South. Or Shawnee, I mean. So, I've got my two picks for the alternate team from Tri-County North would be John Shirley or Logan Flory. From Twin Valley South, Jace Thuma and Mr. Ankrum, Jandon Ankrum. Those four I picked for the those two teams. Now we're going to have the championship game here. And last night, like I said, John Shirley had 29 points. And Valley View's Micah Valenti had 21. Austin Stidham had 16. And Jace Brobingen had 13. So those three are in the running for Valley View. For Shawnee, Mason Schrout is in the running. He had 23 last night. And Isaac Blankenship had 10. And Braden Robinette had 9. So we'll see who's going to get the all-tournament team, if they have one. I don't know if they do or not. If not, we'll do it. So we'll be back with the starters right after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. Back here at Preble Shawnee High School, we are getting set for the championship game of the Preble Shawnee Holiday Tournament. Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Valley View Spartans, under head coach Zach Denny. So get my score sheet set. There we go. Okay, the starting five for Valley View: Austin Stidham, averaging 11.2 points per game and 5.5 rebounds. Braden Gibbs, averaging 8.2 points per game and 3 rebounds. Micah Valenti, 9.5 points a game, 5.5 rebounds per game. Caden Henson, 7 points per game and 1.5 rebounds. And finally, Jace Brumigan, averages 10.2 points per game and 3.5 rebounds per game. For the homestanding Preble Shawnee Arrows, Braden Robinette averages 4.5 points a game and 3 rebounds a game. Isaac Blankenship, 9 points a game and 4.5 rebounds a game. Cooper Rell, 3 points a game. 3.5 a game, Cooper Rell, and 3 rebounds a game. Mason Strout averages 25. He leads the Western Ohio Athletic Conference in points. 25 a game and 8 rebounds a game. And finally, Logan Hawley, who's got his fan club sitting right in front of us, averages 8.7 points per game and 2.6 rebounds per game. So this is the championship game of the Preble Shawnee Holiday Tournament. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I want to thank everybody here at Shawnee. So they're introducing the cheerleaders, and they do a great job. See if we can pick it up. So here's the starters for the Valley View starters being announced. Valley View Spartans, I should say. Once again, it's Stidham, Gibbs, Valenti, Henson, and Bromigan. And for Shawnee, it'll be Robinette, Blankenship, Rell, Shrout, and Logan Hawley. It's the final game of the 2022 season for us. We'll be back on Tuesday night down at Chaminade Julienne. And now the starters for Shawnee are being announced. Shawnee under head coach Jake Tanner. Good crowd on hand here at Shawnee for this one. Shawnee fans across the way and also on the near side. Valley fans have three sections to themselves. Good crowd on hand. And so the teams have been announced, and we are set for action here at Shawnee High School for the championship game, final game of the 2022 portion of the schedule. Valley View in their navy blue with white numbers, the Shawnee Arrows in their white jerseys, black numbers, red trim. Sit back and enjoy tonight's game between the Arrows and the Spartans from Shawnee High School in Camden, Ohio. Picking it up will be Henson and Hawley, and Hawley wins it. Bringing it up will be Rell for the Spartans, or for the Arrows. Get it back out to Hawley. Hawley on the left side, hands off to Shrout. Shrout pops, and in and out, and back through. Shrout gets his first two of the night, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Arrows. Into the front court comes Stidham. Stidham almost loses it. Now he gets it across the line. Gets it over to Blankenship, or Valenti. Now Stidham drives, puts it up and in. Stidham gets his first two. We're tied at two. As a friend of mine used to call it, the ballet score. You figure that one out. Here's Robinette. Robinette will drive right side. A whistle and a foul. Foul's going against Stidham. That'll be his first. Team's first. Valley View will, or Preble Shawnee will inbound it just underneath their own basket. Ball comes in to Blankenship, firing up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. And Shroud has it. Dishes back out. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Hawley. Hawley puts it up and in. Hawley gets his first two, and it's now 4-2 Shawnee. full court pressure by the Arrows. Stidham has it, being hounded there by Ralph. All the way down court, as getting the foul will be Holly for Shawnee. His first, team's first. Holly just ran right over Henson. Into the front court comes Gibbs. Gibbs goes left side. He's going to try and drive. Loses, almost slips. Gets back out top to Henson. Henson back over to the near side to Valenti. Valenti will drive. Hands off to Stidham. Stidham's going to drive the lane. And almost traveled. I think he got away with that, but the shot was no good anyway. Here comes Robinette. Robinette underneath with Trout, and a whistle and a foul, or a jump ball called. And I think it's going to belong to Valley View. Or no, I take that back. It's going to go to, Valley View's going to have it. It's a jump ball as Trout went down hard. He wasn't a happy camper when he got up either. Inbound comes to Gibbs. Gibbs double team. Ball comes over to Stidham. Stidham has to get it across the line. Finally get it across just barely. Ball knocked away, picked up by Holly. Holly gets it to Shroud. Trout is fouled. And Trout is called before the basket. And it's going against Stidham. That'll be his second, team second. Wait a minute. They called it on Gibbs. Gibbs has a foul, so does Stidham. Ball comes in. Shroud on the right side. Cross court. Ball taken away. Then they tried to get it to Ralph. There's Stidham drives, and a whistle and a jump ball as Robinette tied up Stidham. And it's going to go back over to Shawnee. 4-2 is our score. 5:50 to go here in this first quarter. This might be a good one. Rell brings it up into the front court, coming over to the left side. This is down. Gets it to Robinette. Robinette, top of the key, back over to Rell. Rell looking inside. This is down low to Holly. Holly puts it up off the glass, no good. Battle four picked up by Blankenship. Blankenship puts it up at the end. Blankenship gets his first two, and it's now 6-2. Shawnee. Ball coming across as Stidham has it, and he's going to be fouled by Robinette as Robinette undercut him. The second foul on Shawnee. Holly and Robinette have the fouls for Shawnee, and Stidham and Gibbs have the fouls for Valley View. Henson has it. Just gets it out to Bromigan. Now they'll get it back out to Stidham. Stidham, top of the key, gets it over to Bromigan. Bromigan fires up a three. No good. Rebound down to Shroud. Shroud into the front court. Shroud will slow it up. Pops for three. Got it. Shroud has five, and it's now 9-2. Timeout called by Valley View. And we're going to take a quick timeout, too. A 30-second timeout back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Shawnee has jumped out to a 9-2 lead with 4:44 to go here in this first quarter. The pressure has gotten to Valley View. Ball comes in to Henson. Now get it over to Stedham. Stedham stops. Gets it to Valenti. Valenti drives, puts it up. Got the basket. Valenti gets two. His first two. And it's now 9-4. Robinette, top of the key, looking for somebody to get it to. Now gets it over to Rell. well out near midcourt. Will set up their play. Now gets to Hawley. Hawley dishes down low. Shot goes up and in by Stroud. Stroud has seven already. Seven of the 11. And it's now 11-4. Whistle on a foul going against Rell. That'll be his first. Team's third. Valley View will inbound it just in front of us. Ball comes in to Stidham. Stidham goes over to the left side. Ball knocked out of bounds by Shrout. Right into the front row of the Preble Shawnee faithful. Inbounding will be Valley View. They get it into Stidham. Gibbs gets it into Stidham. He'll get it back. Calling the play, Valley View trailing by seven. Ball goes over to Henson. Henson back to Stidham. Stidham will hand off to Henson once again. Cross court, get it to Gibbs. Gibbs will try and drive, cannot do so. He's denied by Robinette. Now down low, shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Hawley. Into the front court comes Robinette, and we have a whistle. Technical foul going against who? Technical foul going against Jace Bromigan. They teed him up real quickly. That's going to send Shroud to the line to shoot two. If you mouth off, they're going to call it. Shroud has 7 points, trying to go for nine. Gets the first of two. Shroud on the year is an 84% free throw shooter. He's now 40 of 47. Second shot coming up. Rims out. So coming into the game for Shawnee will be Josh Miller, and coming in for the Spartans will be Peyton Flannery, as Bromigan will sit down. Valley View has the ball. Rell into the front court, holding onto it. Now gets it over into the corner. A whistle and stepped on the line. That was Blankenship stepped on the line. So Stidham will bring it up for Valley View, trailing by 8, 12-4. Ball goes over to shot blocked. Bludgey tried to get the shot up, and Hawley blocked it. There's Stidham. Stidham cross court. Now over, here's a shot for three, no good, by Gibbs, and a whistle, the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Arrows. They lead it 12-4 with 2:57 remaining here in this first quarter from Shawnee High School in Camden, Ohio. Preble Shawnee, that is. Ball comes over to the near side. Into the corner it goes. Now back out top. Comes over to Miller. Into the corner it goes to Blankenship. Firing up a three. Rims out. No good. Rebound tipped up by Trout. And a whistle and a foul going against the Valley View Spartans. Foul is going against Flannery. That'll be his first. That'll be the third on the team. So Shrout will inbound it for the Spartans underneath his own basket into Hawley. Hawley puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Stidham. Stidham on the fly. Sends it over to the far side. He'll get it to Henson. Henson back over to Stidham. Stidham holding on to it. Now goes left side. Tries to go down the lane. Now does so. Puts up off the glass. Got it to go. Stidham gets two more. Now 12-6. 6 point Shawnee lead. Welcome over to the near side to Miller, into the corner to Blankenship, back out to Miller. Miller bring it back out, top of the key. Out to Blankenship. Blankenship tried to get it in, and it's battered back at him by Stidham, and out of bounds, off of Valley View, or off of Shawnee. So the Spartans will have it. Ball comes all the way in to Henson, out near midcourt. Henson gets it across, gets it over to Valenti. Valenti in the corner, back out to Henson. Henson looking inside, now backs it out. Still dribbling, now he's going to try, finds a seam, loses the ball, he's going to be fouled. And foul's going against Miller. That'll be his first. Team's fourth. Bellevue will inbound it. Ball comes into Stidham on the far side. He fires up a three. Real short. Rebound right there. Flannery has his shot blocked. Here comes Shrout. He's blocked the shot. Picks up the ball. Goes up the right side. Now stop. Picks up. Gets it over to Rell. Rell. Back over to Shrout. Shrout. Dish it down. They dish it down low. Back out to Rell. To Robinette. Top of the key. Back over to Rell on the right side. They dish it down low to Campbell. Ball taken away by Valenti. Valenti's going to drive. Loses the ball. Picks it back up. Puts it up and in off the glass. Valenti has four. 12-8, a four-point lead with 105 left here in this first quarter. A whistle and a foul. Foul going against Valenti. That'll be his first, team's fourth. That's going to send Trout to the line for three. Trout, one of two from the line tonight. Those were two technicals. First shot goes up and through. Second shot coming up. 13-8 is our score. 5-point lead for the Arrows. Second shot goes up and in. Got two more. They'll go for three. He's now 3 of 4 from the line. 14-8, a 6-point lead for Trouble Shawnee. Valley View leads the series 2-1. Second shot goes up and through, so he got 3 for 3 on that one. He's 4 or 5 from the line tonight, here in the first quarter, of course. Reese Smith into the game for Shawnee. Ball comes in to Stidham. 1 minute to go here in this first quarter. Stidham gets it across. Gets it across to Gibbs. Gibbs over to the corner. Here's shot by Lynch for three. Off the top of the backboard. Right there. Stidham for the putback. Can't get it to go. He's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Dylan Campbell. It'll be his first, team's fifth. Stidham at the line shooting two. Stidham on the year is a 46% free throw. Stidham misses the first one. He is now 12 of 27. Hawley back in, as is Shrout. 50.2 seconds left in this one. This first quarter, that is. Shot goes up and through. Stidham has five. Now 15-9. A 6-point lead for the Arrows, as Shrout will bring it up for Trouble Shiny. Gets it to Robinette. Into the corner it goes to Blankenship. Back out to Robinette. Over to Smith. Smith cross court. He's over to Shrout. Stops. Pops. And no good. Gets his own rebound in the paint. Ball knocked away, but a whistle and a foul. Going against Valley View's Jedrick Lynch. His first, team's fifth. This could be a long game if they start getting into the bonuses. Ball comes in to Blankenship. Blankenship to Shrout. Shrout drives baseline. Kicks it back over to Robinette. Steps back for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down. Scramble for it. Picked up by Valley View as they scramble for it right at the free throw, or right at mid-court line. It's going to go back over to Valley View. Wild sequence right there. Back into the game comes Dylan Campbell for the Arrows. Ball comes into Stidham with 16 seconds left. Stidham gets it across. Almost. Here comes Shrout. He steals the ball. Goes up and lays it up and in. Shrout has two more. He has got 13 on the night. You're sitting for three. No good. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. Your first quarter score. Trouble Chinese 17. And the Valley View Spartans 9. Nine back after this.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes. That'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Ohio. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com. Are you
back here at Preble Shawnee High School? Getting set for quarter number two as the Arrows lead at 17-9. That's been all Mason Strout. Strout has 13 points on the night. Blankenship has two and Hawley has two. For the Spartans, Sidham has five, Valenti four. That's it. Preble Shawnee will have the ball to start this second quarter of play. Glad you can join us here on Gem City Sports Network. Glad to be with you. You're from Shawnee High School in Camden, Ohio. I'd like to thank Dane Sadowski for allowing us to do that. The Shroud lays it up and in. A nice pass from Robinette. So two more points for Shroud. There's your candidate for MVP right there. If they have one. And all tournament team. So I got five players. I would say Stidham is going to be another one for the for Valley View. Ball goes to Stidham in the right corner. He tried to get it to Valenti, taken away. Here's Shrout. Shrout pump fakes now a little behind the back pass. Behind the back pass and throws it away. Stidham in the front court. Gets over to the far side. Gets it over to Lynch. Lynch back out on top. He sends it over cross court. He's shot by three by Valenti. No good. Rebound comes down to Bromigan. Bromigan back into the game after a technical foul. Here's Stidham on the right elbow. Cross court. Gets it over to Gibbs. Gibbs drives right side. Hands off to Valenti. Valenti stops. Going to be whistled and a foul going against Shrout. That'll be his first. That'll be the sixth on the Arrows. Both teams have six, so we'll be in the bonus from here on out for both teams. Rest of the first half, anyway. Ball comes into Bromigan. Out top goes to Valenti. Valenti holding on to it. Into the corner to Stidham. Stidham looking inside. Wants to get it to Bromigan. Cross court. It goes over to Lynch. Now they'll send it back out to Gibbs, and he'll set up the offense once again. Out in the midcourt goes right side, or left side. Trying to find the seam. Ball comes over to Valenti, firing up a three, a little short, or a little too hard, rebound to Shrout. Gets it over to Robinette on the right side, holding onto it. Now Shrout gets it over to Rell, into the corner. Blankenship firing up a three. Got it! Blankenship has five, and it's 22-9. Shawnee pulling away. Here comes the Spartans. Gibbs has it. Over to Valenti. Valenti back out top to Bromigan. Bromigan to the left side, over to Gibbs. Gibbs will try and drive, stops at the free throw line, kicks over to the right side. Here's a shot for three. Got it! Jedrick Lynch. He has his first three, and it's now 22-12. That will get you back into a game very quickly. Robinette on her left side. Now over to Shrout. Shrout dishes down low. Rell wide open underneath and gets the basket. So that was Cooper Rell that got it. Here comes Stidham, dishes over into the corner. A whistle and an offensive foul going against Stidham. That'll be his second. Team seventh. Back into the game comes Caden Henson. Stidham will sit down. Also coming back into the game, or coming into the game, will be Adam Dixon. And Valenti will sit down. 5:14 to go here in this first half. 24-12. Shawnee leading it. Timeout called. As somebody did not report in. And that would be Dixon. Did not report in. He just came in. So, Shawnee will inbound it right in front of the scorers table. 5:09 to go, a 12-point lead for Shawnee. Try to win their tournament for the second year. At least the second year in a row. Now, the officials are conversing out near midcourt, two of them at least. So now they're going to go over and talk to the head coach of the Arrows, Zach Denny. 5:09 to go. I don't think that's a technical foul for just coming in. He didn't report what it was. So here we go. Robinette will inbound it to Rell. In the backcourt, he'll walk it up over to cross the line with 5:05 to go in the first half. Ball goes over to Robinette on the right side. Back to Rell out near midcourt to Robinette. Now hand off to Shrout. Back over to Rell. Hawley back to Rell. Move the ball around. Nice alley-oop try by Shrout to Hawley, but Hawley had a little bit too much English on it. Ball comes over to the right side. Into the corner it goes. Now out to Bromigan. Bromigan's going to drive right, left side of the lane. A whistle and a foul going against Hawley. That'll be his second. Team's seventh. So now both teams are in the 1-1. Going to the line will be Bromigan. He has no points on the night. Back into the game comes Dylan Campbell as Hawley will sit down with two fouls. Bromigan is 11 of 17 for 64%. Makes the first of two. Makes the first one anyway. He'll get a second one. He's got his first point of the night, 24-13, an 11-point lead, trying to cut it to 10. Glad you can join us here on Gem City Sports Network. Shot goes up and in. He's got two. It's now 24-14, a 10-point lead. Trout gets it over to Rell, back over to Blankenship. Blankenship tries to drive, gets it over to Blankenship, back out to Robinette. Robinette back over to Blankenship, firing up a three. Got it. Blankenship has 8 points, 2 3-pointers, back to a 13-point lead. Here comes Gibbs, gets it over into the corner. Now back out top, back out to him, finds the seam, kicks over to the right side, gets it over to Lynch. Now over to Dixon. Dixon drives right side. Lynch puts up the shot, no good. Rebound comes down. Comes down to Campbell. Campbell will send it up all the way to Blankenship. Blankenship will settle it down and hand it off to Rell. Rell into the corner to Blankenship, over back to Rell. To the near side to Blankenship for three, no good. Rebound Robinette. Robinette underneath the basket, puts it up, and gets the friendly roll to Robinette. 29-14 is our score. Timeout called by Valley View. A full timeout. We're going to take advantage of it, too. Back after this, your score, 29-14, Preble Shawnee.
You an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Ohio. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
29-14 is our score with 3:39 left in this first half. Shawnee leading it, trying to win their tournament again. Coming up on Tuesday night, after the first of the year, it'll be the Wayne Warriors and the Chaminade Julian Eagles from the Eagles Nest down at Chaminade Julian High School. Both teams, as of right now, are undefeated and should be a good ball game down there. Wayne Division I, they're usually a perennial power, and Chaminade Julian is usually a perennial power. They've been to the state finals twice in the last couple of years. So here we go, 3:39 to go here in this first half. Valley View will have it with pressure by Shawnee. They haven't been able to handle the pressure too well. Valley View has it. they've had a hard time getting across the court. Into the front court comes Stidham, comes Gibbs, gets over to the far side to Henson. Henson now back over to the Valenti on the near side, back in. Valenti tries to drive, kicks back out to Bromigan. Bromigan can drive the lane. They whistle on a blocking foul going against the Arrows, and that looks like it's going against Blankenship. So Blankenship's going to pick up his first foul. Team's eighth foul of the night, and that's going to send Bromigan back to the lane for the 1-1. He's got 2 points, two free throws. 3:17 to go here in the first half. First shot goes up and rims out. Sydney active shooting, so he's going to shoot the second one now. Back into the game comes Josh Miller for Shawnee. 3:17 left. Still a 15-point lead. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down and out of bounds off of who? It's going to go off of Campbell. It's going to stay with Valley View underneath their own basket with 3:15 to go. Have some scores for you at the half. Valley View, the guy can get it in. They finally get it in. Got it into Anthony Valenti. He's got it now. Kicks it back out to Bromigan. Bromigan's going to try and find a seat. Puts it up and can't get it to go. He'll be back at the line for two more. He's 2 of 4 from the line tonight. Foul's going against Campbell. That'll be his second. Team's ninth. So now Valley View will be in the two-shot bonus from here on out. First shot goes up and off the front of the rim. Bromigan can't believe it. He is now 2 of 5. Coming into the game now is Adam Dixon. Sitting down will be Caden Henson for Valley View. 3:06 to go. 29-14. Shawnee leading it here in the second quarter. Shot goes up, and this time it goes through. So he's now 3 of 6 from the line. And it's now 29-15, a 14-point lead. Well, timeout called by Shawnee. A 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Have some scores for you at the half, along with the stats for you. Just the scoring stats. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in this year here on the Gem City Sports Network. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be able to bring these games to you. It's been a good year for the Gem City Sports Network, and hopefully next year will be even better. If you know somebody that would like to advertise, get on the website, gemcitysports.com, and hit contact, and we'll get the information out to you. It's a great way to advertise. We go worldwide, so want to get some good coverage. You got it right here. So Shrout will inbound it for the Arrows on the far side. He'll get it in to Rell. And Rell back wants to get it to somebody. Sends it over to Blankenship. Blankenship tried to get it back, but it's picked off by Valenti. Shot from the free throw line. No good. Gets his own rebound. Stops, pops, and gets the friendly roll. Valenti has 6 points. It's now 29-17. 2:34 to go. In the front court comes Rell. Rell going, tries to find the lane. Kicks it over to Blankenship. Blankenship drives baseline. Now over to shot for three. No good by Miller. Rebound comes down to Valley View. Here comes Gibbs up the left side. Now goes down over to the right side. Gets it to Dixon. Now they're moving around over to Bromigan on the right left wing. Now back over to Dixon. Dixon will drive the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Rieker comes down hard. Ball knocked away and a whistle and a foul. Looks like it's going against the Arrows, number 4, and Josh Miller. That'll be his second, team's 10th. So that's going to send Anthony Valenti to the line to shoot two. Since they are now in the two-shot bonus, he's going to try and cut the lead to 9, or to 10. Valenti has yet to shoot a free throw. He's 1 for 1. Back into the game comes Robinette, and also Case Rell. into the game. So Anthony Valenti will get to the second shot. 2-1 to go. And ties it at, makes it a 10-point lead. Less than 2 minutes to go here in the half. Rell gets it over to Shrout, firing up from downtown Camden. Got it! Shrout gets three more. He's got 18 all here in the first half. Here comes Valenti. He'll hand off to Anthony Valenti. To Gibbs. Gibbs goes left side at the free throw line now. Gets it over to Anthony. Now over to Micah. Now Micah gets it in the corner. Drives baseline. Cross court and goes off of Shawnee. It's going to be Valley View ball underneath their old basket. They trail by 13. 32-19 with a 1:22 to go in this first half. Ball comes in. Here's Micah Valenti over to the far side. Gets it over to Gibbs. Gibbs fires up a shot. No good. Ball tipped away by Shrout. Shrout picks up the ball. Going to drive the lane. Puts it up. A little reverse layup. No good. Rebound picked up by Campbell. Shrout kicks it over to Robinette. Robinette's going to try and drive. Stoff puts it up and in. Robinette gets his fourth point. And less than a minute to go, 34-19, all Shawnee right now. Into the front court comes Micah Valenti. Valenti comes over to the right side. He'll go back over to, sends it over to Gibbs. Gibbs over to Anthony Valenti. Over to Micah. Now he sends it to Bromigan. Bromigan loses it. Here comes Rell. Rell lays it up, no good. He's fouled. He'll be at the line. Going to be fouled by Micah Valenti. That'll be his second. Team's eighth. But Rell was in the act of shooting, so he will go to the line to shoot two. He's got 2 points on the night. Rell is a 68% free throw shooter, 11 of 16. Make it 12 of 17. 35-19. 16-point lead. Flannery back into the game, as is Jedrick Lynch. Second shot goes up and through. Rell has four, 36-19, a 17-point lead. Anthony Valenti, they get it over into the corner. Here's Lynch for three. Got it. He's got six, 2 3-pointers, 36-19, 12 seconds to go. Shroud into the front court. Gets it over to Rell. Rell dishes down low. There's a shot by Campbell. Puts it up. No good. He's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against 23 and Adam Dixon. That'll be his first, team's ninth. Campbell at the line shooting two. First shot goes up and no good. Campbell on the year is 3 of now 10 for 30%. Back into the game comes Reese Smith. 6 seconds remaining here in this first half. Consolation game went a little long. Here's the second shot. Goes up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down. Here comes Valley View. They got to get it up. The shot goes up and no good. And you score at the end of the first half. 36 for Valley, or for Preble Shawnee, 22 for the Spartans. We'll be back with the stats and some scores right after this. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event?
to defy age or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do. Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Hey sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Back here at Preble Shawnee High School, we're at halftime of the championship game between Valley View and Preble Shawnee. Here's the unofficial scoring so far. Austin Stidham has 5 points. Micah Valenti has 6, as does Jedrick Lidge. Anthony Valenti has 2, and Jace Bromigan has 3. For the Shawnee Arrows, Braden Robinette has 4. Isaac Blankenship has 8. Cooper Rell has 4. Mason Shroud has 18, and Logan Hawley has 2. So we're going to go down some of the scores that we have for you here at on the Gem City Sports Network, courtesy of Score Stream. Kip Columbus Jaguars defeat Parkway 57-42. Anderson over Madeira 61-47. Catholic Central out of Springfield defeats Emmanuel Christian 47-36. The Cenex Bombers defeat Alcoa High Tornadoes, wherever they're from, 66-58, probably one of those big tournaments that they get into every once in a while. Milford defeated Ryle High out of Kentucky, 50-44. Centerville defeats New Albany, 37-11. Or that's at the half. I'm sorry. That's at the half. Eastside High defeats Mount Healthy, 44-36. Creekside, they defeated the Summit Country Days Silver Knights, 46-33. Hendersonville defeats Lebanon, 70-54. I love that Hendersonville name, the nickname Commandos. Indian Hill defeated Jefferson High Dragons, not the one from around here, 55-48. Versailles defeats, or they lead Greenville, 33-17 at the half. Girls basketball, Finley leads Lima Shawnee, 24-22 at the half. Boys basketball, Waynesfield Goshen leads Ada, 29-25. Girls basketball, Lima Bath defeats Bluffton, 41-29. Girls basketball, Hard Northern defeats Vanloo High School, 54-39. Also, girls basketball, Cincinnati Country Day defeats Evangelical Christian 61-44. Brookville defeats Franklin Monroe, or they lead Franklin Monroe 33-18 at the half. Chillicothe leads Vit. They're all tied up at 26 at the half. Chillicothe and Vinton County. Botkins, the Trojans, lead Anna Rockets in girls basketball 23-17. And finally, Fort Laramie, the boys lead, or they defeat Margaretta 47-39. Another one just popped up. Allen East defeats Upper Scioto Valley in boys basketball 53-51. So we're just a couple of minutes away from getting back at it here at Shawnee High School. And we'll be back with the second half right after this timeout. You're listening to the Preble Shawnee Holiday Tournament Championship game right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Ohio high school sports.
This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Preble Shawnee High School in Camden, Ohio, your halftime score, Preble Shawnee 36, Valley View 22. Both teams are back out on the court. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Limeysburg Centerville Road in Centerville, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price, by McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Southwestern Ohio and Dayton, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Just about ready to get underway, and the Spartans will have the ball to start this third quarter of play. Twin Valley South defeated Tri-County North in the consolation game 46-43. North was down big, and they came back and made a game of it in the second half. So I've had both those teams three times this year. I want to thank Dane Sadowski for allowing us to come out here and broadcast this this tournament for you here at Preble Shawnee. Nice little facility if you get a chance to come out. The teams are back out on the court as we get set for the second half. Mason Shrout has 18 of the 36 points. Just half the points. So here we go. Valley View will have the ball. Ball comes into Stidham, and Stidham will bring it across the court, gets it over, gets the ball back. Here, he sends it over to the far side. Ball knocked away, picked up by Valenti. Valenti cross court. Moving the ball around now. Out to the front goes Gibbs. Gibbs in the paint, kicks back over to Stidham. Stidham wanted to take the three. Now cross court back over to Valenti, firing up a three. Got it! Micah Valenti has 9 points. It's now 36-25. Ball comes over to Rell in the front court. Goes over left side. Dishes down low to Hawley. Hawley is going to be fouled. And that's going against, who's it going to be the foul on? Brummigan. That's going to be his second. Team's first. Shawnee will inbound it. Right in front, or right underneath their basket. Ball comes into Shroud. Shroud on the right, left side. Dishes down low to Rell. Rell can't get it to go. Rebound. Batted out of bounds by Braden Gibbs as Rell tried to get it back over to Robinette. So the Arrows will keep it. Trout will inbound it for the Arrows. Gets it out to Hawley. Hawley at the free throw line. Gets to Trout for three. Got it. Mason Trout has 21. Close to his average of 25. Ball comes all the way down. Bromigan underneath the basket. Puts it up. Off the, rolls the ramp a couple of times and in. Bromigan has 5 points. And timeout called. 39-27 is our score. And we have a full 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. You know, this year has been a great year for us at Gem City Sports Network, and we want to thank everybody, not only from Shawnee and Valley View, but also North and South, for listening into these games this weekend, or this week. The New Year's coming up, and hopefully next year will be a great year for you and for all of us here at GCSN. Got a lot of games lined up for you. Got UD baseball, Central State basketball, and a lot more to come. So here we go as Robinette will inbound it. He'll get it into Rell, and Rell will bring it across court. 39-27 is our score. Rell goes over to Robinette on the far side, back out top to Shroud. Shroud steps back, now gets it over to Blankenship. Blankenship back over to Robinette, top of the key. Now over to Rell, to the left side, back out to Shroud. Good defense by the Spartans. Shroud dishes back over to Rell, down low. Shot blocked out of bounds by Micah Valenti. He blocked from behind on Hawley. That's 39, still to 39-27, 6:24 left in this third quarter. Ball comes into Rell on the left, on the right side. Here's Trout for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Stidham. Stidham will slow it up, gets it over to Gibbs. Gibbs will bring it back out. Now into the corner it goes to Brummigan. Brummigan for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Valenti. Back out top comes to Gibbs. Gibbs over to Valenti. Valenti firing up a three from left side. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Robinette. Picked up. And here comes Shroud up the right side. Shroud trying a little spin move. Dish it down low. And a whistle and a foul going against Stidham. That will be his third. Team's second of the half. So the Rell will inbound it for the a nice little inbounds pass to Shroud. Shroud just laid it up and in. He's got 23, 2 points off of his average. Into the front court comes Gibbs. Gibbs going to find his team. Now dish it over. Here's Valenti firing up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Shroud. Shroud on the fly. Gets it up to Blankenship. Blankenship lays it up off the glass and in. He's got 10. 43-27. Shawnee pulling away. Gibbs all the way across to Stidham. Stidham cross court. Ball knocked out of bounds by Robinette. It's going to stay with the Spartans. In the corner to the left of their, to the right of their basket. 5:10 to go here in this third quarter. Ball comes into Brummigan. Brummigan on the right wing. Kicks back out to Stidham. Stidham had a heck of a night last night. Back over to Valenti. To Gibbs. Gibbs going to find the seam. Drive. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound to Trout. Trout will bring it up for the Spartans. Gets it over to the far side to Robinette. His shot for three. No good. Blankenship's going to be fouled from behind by Gibbs. Gibbs is going to pick up his second foul. Team's third. So that's going to send Blankenship to the line to shoot two. He's got 10. Blankenship is a 57% free throw shooter, 8 of 14. Shot goes up and good. 44-27 is our score. Whatever Zach Denny said, or not Zach Denny, Jake Tanner said to his troops, light lit them up. Blankenship gets his second basket. He's now got 12 points. It's now 45 passes intercepted by Holly. It's now Valley View's gotten sloppy. Long passes. Ball goes over to Robinette on the right, top of the key. Over to the right side to Rell. Rell to Trout. Trout pump fakes, now drives. Down low here. A shot. Holly tried to do the slam, but he didn't get it. But Holly got the rebound, put it back up and in. It's now a 20-point lead. There's a shot, no good. And a whistle on a foul against Shawnee. Cooper Rell gets his first. Team's first of the half. So Caden Henson will inbound it for the Spartans underneath his own basket. Ball comes in. Now they get it back out to Bromigan. Bromigan a little spin move. Nice spin move. Puts it up. Count the basket and one for Bromigan. Foul's going against Rell. That'll be his second. Team's second. Oh, they'll take it back. That's his third. First shot goes up. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Shrout. He'll send it off to Rell. Into the front court. Rell dishes over. Now they get it over to the far side to Reese Smith, who's in back in. Now over to Rell. Looking inside. Gets it into Holly, but it's picked off by Valenti. Valenti will slow it up. Gets it back out top to Henson. Henson over to the far side to Bromigan. Back to Henson. Henson will back it out. Nobody in the paint now. Ball goes over to Stidham. 3:38 to go here in this third quarter. 47-29, an 18-point lead. There's a shot from the side for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Holly. They get it out to Shrout. Shrout all the way up. Gets it to Miller. Miller is fouled. Well, no foul. It just went out of bounds, I guess. So these arrows will inbound it. Trout will inbound it for Preble Shawnee. Ball comes into Holly. Holly over to Shrout. Back, he throws it right to Stidham. Stidham, two on one. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound right there is Bromigan. He's fouled from behind by Robinette. Fouled hard. That'll be Robinette's second, team's third. That's going to send Bromigan to the line to shoot two. He is 3 of 6 from the line tonight. Make it 3 of 7. 47-29 is our score. 3:14 to go here in this third quarter from Shawnee High School in Camden, Ohio. Bromigan's second shot. This time it goes nothing but net. He's 4 of 8 now. For 50% for tonight. Trout gets it over to Smith. Now into the corner goes. Back down into Trout. Turnaround jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Holly. Holly went, climbed the ladder, got that one. Ball comes over. Well, here's shot no good by Smith. Rebound to Holly. Back out top. Goes to Miller. Back up to Robinette. Robinette in the paint. Just down low to Holly. Holly puts it up. Little reverse layup, no good. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going against two. Foul's going against Trout. That'll be his second. Team's fourth. 47-30. Back into the game comes Flannery for Valley View. 47-30, a 17-point lead with 2:45 remaining in this third quarter. Bringing it up will be Braden Gibbs. Gibbs, top of the key. Goes over to the right side, gets it over to Valenti. Valenti on the right wing, cross court, gets it over to Dixon. Dixon has the ball taken away. Here's Shroud, going to drive to Lehman, and lays it up and in. Thought he was going to go for the slam, but he didn't. He's got half of the points of Valley for Shawnee. Whistle, and what do we have? Foul going against Flannery. That'll be his second, team's fourth. Robinette will get the inbound pass. Being outed there by Gibbs. Finally gets it across. Now gets it over to Campbell. Campbell to Shroud. Shroud steps back. Now gets it over to Miller. Miller tries to drive. Can't do so. Now to Smith. Over to the right side to Robinette. Robinette drives baseline. Shroud loses the ball. Picks it back up. Back out top to Campbell. Now to Shroud. Shroud will slow it up. Set up the offense with 1:50 to go. Ball comes over to Robinette. Robinette's going to try and drive. And a whistle on the offensive foul going against Robinette. As he pushed off his third. Team's fifth. So into the game comes Blankenship. Robinette will sit down. Ball comes in to Stidham. Stidham will slowly walk it up with 1:40 to go in quarter number three. Stidham goes right side, finds a lane, gets it over. Shot by Valenti for three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Campbell of Shawnee. Trout. We'll walk it up into the front court. Goes over to the right side. Now finds the seam down the middle lane, and he's going to be fouled by Valenti. Valenti's going to pick up his third foul. Team's fourth, or team's fifth of the half. Bromigan back in. Valenti will sit down. Trout will inbound it for the Arrows on the far side. Ball comes in to Campbell. Campbell's going to give it to Shroud. Firing up for three. A little too short. Rebound comes down. Campbell puts it up and in. Campbell got the rebound. Put it back up and in. This first bucket of the night. First points of the night. 51-30 with 1 minute to go here in the quarter. Ball comes over to Bromigan. Firing up a long three. Off the mark. Rebound batted out of bounds by Flannery. And it's all Shawnee after the, right now, 51-30. Valley View's only scored 8 points here in the second half. Smith gets it over to Blankenship. Blankenship kicks it back over to Lynch. Shot goes up and in by Blankenship. Blankenship has two more. He's got 14. Into the front court comes Gibbs. Over to the right side. Here's a shot by Lynch for three. No good. Rebound comes down. And a whistle and a jump ball. Or no, a foul. Going against Bromigan. That'll be his third. Team's sixth. So 20 seconds left in this third quarter. 11 fouls called in this quarter already. Trout over to the right, left side. Out near midcourt, though. 11 seconds to go. This is the guy they want. He's got 25. Trout almost fouled by Flannery. Gets it over to the far side. There's a shot for three. No good. Rebound. And that's going to do it for the quarter. Your score at the end of three quarters of play. The Arrows 53 and the Spartans 30. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Fowler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz, to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karns. Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the fourth quarter we go. 53-30 is our score. All Provolgeon E. They scored uh, 17 points in that second half, or the third quarter, to just 8 for Valley View. So we go to the fourth quarter. A 23-point lead. We say once it gets to 35, like it did last night, Trouble Shawnee routed Twin Valley South bad, 60-17. Shawnee will have the ball on the far side to start this fourth quarter. Ball comes into Relf. Cooper Relf. They'll move the ball around over to Blankship in the left wing. He'll bring it back out, double team. Now they get it cross court. Goes over to Trout. Trout has his 25 points on the night. Gets it back again. Cross court over to Blankenship. Firing up a three from the left side. No good. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Micah Valenti. Into the front court comes Stidham. Stidham will try and drive the lane. Puts up the shot and can't get it to go, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Cooper Rell, that'll be his fourth. Stidham will go to the line to shoot two. He is 1-for-2 from the line tonight. And a 46% free throw shooter coming in. Shot goes up and no good off the front of the rim. Robinette in, Rell out for the Arrows. Second shot goes up, no good. Valley View will host Milton Union on the third. And Preble Shawnee will go to Bradford. That's going to be a dandy. Nice gym up there, Bradford, too. Ball comes in to Valenti. Valenti dishes down low. Over to his brother. Now back out top to Bramigan. Over to the far side, it goes to Henson. Henson will bring it back out over to Stidham. Stidham into the corner. Valenti fires up a three, a little too hard. Rebound comes down to Shrout of Shawnee. 7:09 to go here in this fourth quarter. Shawnee trying to win their tournament again. Here's Shrout. Here comes Case Rell. 3-second violation against Shawnee. You never see that called anymore. Hawley coming in for the Arrows, and Gibbs coming back in for the Spartans. A 23-point lead. Gibbs comes over to the left side, hands off to Valenti. Valenti at the free throw line, stops, pops, and no good. Rebound comes down to Stidham on the left wing. Back out to Valenti. Ball comes over to Henson. Henson puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Bromigan. Bromigan spin moves, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Shrout. Shrout into the front court. Five on four. Shrout drives lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Valenti. He'll send it all the way up to Henson. Henson drives, and he's going to be fouled. He was going up for the shot. The Shawnee faithful did not think so. Foul's going to get. That'll be Caserell's first foul, team seventh. Going to the line will be Caden Henson, who makes the first of two. Henson gets his first points of the night. Henson averages 7 points a game. He only has one. Second shot goes up and through. He's got two now. 53-32, 21-point lead. There's Blankenship on the right side. Bring it back out. Gets it over to Shrout. Shrout into the corner goes to Robinette, firing up a three. Little too hard. Rebound comes down to Blankenship. Puts it back up. No good. Rebound tipped around. Shrout gets the put back. There's your MVP right there. 55-32 is our score. 6 minutes to go. Ball comes in to Valenti in the paint. Puts it up. Got it to go. Valenti has 11 points. Ball goes over to the far side to Robinette. Robinette will bring it back out. Top of the or out near midcourt. Gets it over to Miller. Miller loses it. Here comes Valenti up to the left side. Valenti stops, pops, and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Holly. Holly is called for the travel. I don't think so on that one. I think the faithful here has a good gripe because he was .534 to go, a 21-point lead for the Arrows, well on their way to winning their Holiday Championship Tournament. Ball comes into Bromigan, out top to Stidham. Stidham looking inside. Now he's going to try and drive. Dishes over to Bromigan. Bromigan will drive the lane. Little scoop shot goes up and in. Bromigan gets two more. He's got nine. 55-36, 19-point lead. Blankenship gets it over to Lynch, or that'd be Miller. Miller gets the fall. He gets 2 points. His first two of the night. Back to a 21-point lead. 5 minutes to go. Ball comes over to the near side. They'll send it back out, top of the out near midcourt to Gibbs. Gibbs into the corner. They dish it down low to Bromigan. His shot blocked, picked up by Robinette. Robinette's going to try and drive on Valenti. Shot no good. Rebound comes down. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Arrows. It's going to belong to the Spartans with 4:40 to go. 57-36 is our score. Valley View can come back. Don't get me wrong. That's why they have the three-point range. A shot for three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Miller. They'll get it to Shrout. Shrout will go over to Robinette. Back over to Shrout. Shrout from the free throw line. Puts it up. No good. A little too hard. Rebound comes down to Miller. Miller loses it. Picks it back up again. It's knocked out of his hand. Robinette over to Miller from the side. And can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Shrout. Shrout throws it off the legs of Valenti. And timeout called by the Arrows. We're going to take a timeout, too. Your score, 57-36. Shawnee, back after this.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Tonight's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Equipment, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, by McAfee Heating and Air, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, as well as the Gem City Sports Network. 57-36 is our score with 4:04 remaining in this one. Valley View trailing. The Arrows will have the ball. Been outscored 6-4 in this quarter. Valley View has outscored them. Here's Holly. We'll hand off to Shrout. Shrout wanted to take a three. He probably could have, but didn't. There's Robinette out to Blankenship. Down the low to Holly. Holly can't get it to go. Gets a rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Rebound comes down to Flannery of Valley View. Stidham firing up a three, no good. Rebound comes down, and a whistle and a foul going against Flannery. Flannery's going to pick up his third. and the team's seventh. So Valley View, or both teams will be going into the bonus. Going to the line will be who? Be Logan Hawley. Be the line for the 1-1. He's got 4 points on the night. Hawley on the year is a 61% free throw shooter. 11 of 18. First shot goes up, and little, oh, the bank was open on that one. That was a bank shot big time. Hey, use it if you got it. I mean, what the, that's what it's there for. Second shot goes up, and no good. Rebound comes down to the Spartans. Bringing it up will be Valenti. Valenti loses it, picks it back up again. Still losing. Still has his dribble. Now they're going to unload the bench here for Shawnee Stidham. Stidham will drive, kicks it over. There's a shot by Valenti for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound Robinette. Robinette over to, got it over to Blankenship, but it went out of bounds. So here come the subs in for both teams. Coming in for the Arrows will be Reese Smith, Case Rell, Josh Miller, Dylan Campbell, and also number 15 and Brody Morton. The shot goes up, no good. The rebound comes down to Josh Miller. Into the front court comes the Arrows. Miller gets it over to Reese, or Smith. Back over to Rell. Now here's Smith, top of the key. As he tried to get it to Morton, it went past him. Morton went one way, the ball went the other way. 2:43 to go. 58-36, a 22-point lead for Shawnee. Ball goes over to Bromigan. Bromigan drives the lane, puts it up off the glass and through. Bromigan gets two more. He's going to go to the line for the and one. Fouls going against Campbell. That'll be his third. Team's eighth, so they'll be. He's going to shoot the and one. Bromigan on the night has 11 points. Shot goes up and two and through. He's got 12. 58-39 with 2:25 to go. Ball comes over to Smith. Smith on the right wing. Bring it back out. Set up the offense. Gets it over to the far side to Miller. Miller will try and drive. Now it's a little spin move. Back out top. Goes over to Reese Smith. No good. Rebound to Battleford. Whistle and a foul on Valley View's. Adam Dixon. Now into the game comes Case Kazarek. Bromigan will sit down. He'll sit down with 12 points. Going to the line will be Josh Miller for the and one. Shot goes up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Valenti. Anthony Valenti into the front court. Back out top. Goes over to Dixon. Dixon cross court. There's a shot for two by Gazarek. No good. Rebound comes down. Ball comes up and in. Count the basket and one and a blocking foul against. Foul's going against Miller. That'll be his third. And getting the bucket will be Jedrick Lynch. He'll be at the line for the and one. He's got 8 points tonight. Shot goes up and through. 58-42 with less than 2 minutes to go. In the front court comes Smith. Gets over to the near side. Gets it over to Morton. Morton inside. Gets back out top. Almost a 3 second call, but nobody called him. Ball goes over to the right, over to the left side. Gets it to Miller. Miller tries to drive. And Morton puts up the shot and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Flannery. 1:30 to go. Into the front court comes Dixon. Dixon from the free throw line puts up the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Smith. Smith is going to be fouled by Jedrick Lynch. That'll be their 10th foul. That'll be their 9th. That'll be Lynch's 2nd. Going to the line will be Reese Smith. Shooting the 1-1. Smith on the year is a 60% free throw shooter. He's now 4-7. Making that one. 59-42 with 1:21 to go. Second shot goes up. No good. Rebound comes down to Valenti. He'll send it out over to Dixon. Dixon up the right side. Dixon will drive the lane, and he's going to be fouled, and he'll be at the line for two. Foul is going against. Oh, no foul. That must have been a jump ball. Ball comes inside. Shot goes up. No good by Flannery. Nice save. Here comes Dixon. Putting it up. No good is Anthony Valenti. And Campbell gets the ball for the Arrows. Ball goes over to Reese Smith on the far side. Now back out top. Goes over to Miller. Miller to Morton. Down underneath. Campbell puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Anthony Valenti. Valenti into the front court. Stops, gets it over to Flannery. Or Flannery has it now. Scramble for it. Picked up by who? It's a jump ball. It's going to belong to Shawnee with 35 seconds left. Shawnee's going to win it. They're going to improve to 9-1 on the year. Valley View will fall to 2-5. Ball goes over to the left side. Ball batted out of bounds by Lynch of Valley View. 59-42 is our score. 29 seconds left. Ball comes in to Smith. Smith cross court. Gets it over to Case Rell. Rell's going to drive. Stops. Puts it up off the glass. Got it to go. Case Rell gets his first two of the night. 61-42. 14 seconds left. Here come the Spartans. They'll hand it off to Kozarik, and it's going to go over and back, but it was knocked back. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, two. Here's a shot for three. In and out, back in by Dixon. So your final score, 61-45. So I think our the old tournament team, if they have one, is going to be Shrout. And who did I say the other ones were? I forget who I said the other ones were. But anyway, we're going to be back with the presentation of the trophies. They're going to do it right now, as a matter of fact. 61-45 is our score. So we're going to send it down to the PA announcer, and we'll get back with the stats right after this timeout. So we go down to the PA announcer here at Preble Shawnee. We're still waiting on the trophy presentation. I think the, at least for the first game, the Logan Florey for North.
Congratulations to Carol Shawnee, the 2020 University of Shawnee College Tournament Tournament Champion.
Well, I guess it. Here we go.
First team from One Valley South, Dan Akron.
Dan Akron.
Akron. Second team from Valley View, wearing number zero, Austin Stidham.
Austin Stidham. Jaden Akron from South.
From Valley View, number three, Micah Valletti.
Micah Valletti also. All tournament team.
From Preble County, number three, Isaac Blankenship.
Isaac Blankenship, he has 14 tonight. And Mason Shroud's got to be the other one.
From Preble County, number two, Braden Robinette.
Braden Robinette, he only had 4 points.
Tournament MVP, number 24 from
Trouble
County, Mason Shroud.
Mason Shroud, the MVP. There's your old tournament team. I thought Florey for sure would get.
Here are the stats.
Here are the unofficial stats. For Valley View, Austin Stidham had 5, Micah Valenti 11. Jedrick Lynch had 8. Caden Henson had 2, as did Anthony Valenti. Jason Brummigan had 15, and Adam Dixon had 3. For the victorious Preble Shawnee Arrows, Reese Smith had 1. Braden Robinette had 4. Isaac Blankenship, 14. Josh Miller had 11, or had 2. Case Rell had 2. His brother Cooper had 4. Dylan Campbell had 2. Mason Shroud had 27, and Logan Hawley had 5. So, that's going to do it for us here at Preble Shawnee. I want to thank Dane Sadowski for allowing us to come in and broadcast both days. And we will talk to you next year. I want to wish everybody a happy new year, and we will talk to you on January the 3rd when the Wayne Warriors take on the Chaminade Julienne Eagles at 7:30 from the Eagles Nest. So, this is Doug Brown saying so long. Happy New Year once again. We'll talk to you next year. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg Centerville Road in Centerville. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton. By the USO. By the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for the High School Game of the Week here on the Gem City Sports Network.